Do Cardinal Burke and Bishop Strickland still stand by their words about Archbishop Vigano in relation to the accusations that he made about Pope Francis covering for Cardinal McCarrick, words that he made and accusations that he made in 2018? Do they still stand by what they said about Vigano, not only in light of the excommunication trial he's undergoing, but in light of the bombshell news that Vigano did not follow up with claims, credible claims, about McCarrick? Stay tuned to find out. Back in 2018, when Archbishop Vigano, soon to be excommunicated by the Catholic Church, when Vigano came out and publicly accused Pope Francis of sheltering and covering for the accused abuser, Cardinal McCarrick, many people just bought it up. They ate it up, hook, line, and sinker. Many people put their approbation behind Vigano and called for an investigation on this, an investigation on Pope Francis, accountability for Pope Francis and everyone involved. I want to take a look at what Strickland said at the time and also what Cardinal Burke said at the time. And then I want to ask some very critical questions in light of the fact that it turns out that Pope Francis did not shelter Cardinal McCarrick. He was actually the one who removed him from, laicized him, I should say. He was already removed from ministry, but he laicized him. And it was actually Vigano, who as apostolic nuncio in 2012, was to follow up with a credible claim made against Vigano. He failed to do that. He also failed in a number of instances related to McCarrick. All of this I document in a very thorough, detailed video called Uncovering the Real Story, Archbishop Vigano and Cardinal McCarrick. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But that information came out 4 years ago. For some reason, most people have overlooked it. But the Vatican came out with a document detailing all of this information and giving receipts, names, dates, times, places, everything, and Vigano has not answered any of it. And it demonstrates that he is partly responsible for McCarrick not having been disciplined sooner by the Vatican, because the Vatican was not made aware of certain claims made against him. And he did not follow up with certain claims that were made against him, despite the Vatican telling him to look into certain things in relation to McCarrick. So I want to ask the question for all those bishops who came out in 2018 and they asked for transparency and they asked for accountability and they threw in a good word for Vigano and in some cases said Vigano's claims are credible. Now that it turns out they're not credible, are they going to come out and publicly clear Pope Francis's name? Because right now, as we speak, people are saying Vigano's not being excommunicated because he's a schismatic. Vigano's being excommunicated because he's a whistleblower, and he showed that Pope Francis was covering for a sex abuser. Well, it turns out that's false. But a lot of people still believe that because all of these bishops and cardinals and shepherds who said this stuff in 2018, said really good stuff, and vouched for Vigano, they never set the record straight when the information came out that Vigano did not tell the truth and that Vigano is partly responsible for certain problems in relation to the McCarrick situation. To this day, they're ignoring that and have not set that record straight. And because of that, that faulty information is being used to provide more faulty information, and that is the claim that Oh, he's just being disciplined because he's a whistleblower. So let's take a look at what these men said, and let's ask some important questions. Here is Strickland at the time. August 26, 2018, Bishop Strickland, Catholic Culture. This was when he was still a bishop and had a diocese. I mean, now he's a retired bishop with no diocese. But at the time, he was Bishop of Tyler. Dear priests, deacons, religious, and all holy faithful of the Diocese of Tyler, a letter seen below by Archbishop Vigano, former nuncio to the United States, raises grave allegations and calls for the resignation of numerous high-ranking prelates, including Pope Francis. Let us be clear that they are still allegations, but as your shepherd, I find them to be credible. So he said, hey, this was credible. It turns out that in this document that came out from the Vatican, the 10th of November, 2020, turns out they're not credible. And it turns out that if you go to the most relevant portion that you'll want to read, if you don't watch this whole video that I did detailing everything, at least go to pages 378 to 388 and read the section on information received by Nuncio Vigano from Priest 3. Priest 3 is one of the abused priests, and Cardinal Wale's instructions to Vigano on what to do about this claim, to follow up with the claim of this priest who said he was abused by McCarrick. Vigano was to follow up with this. He never did. They provide all the documentation, all the receipts, everything. So it turns out the claim wasn't credible about Pope Francis. But instead, what is credible is that it looks like Vigano really dropped the ball in investigating McCarrick and is partly responsible for some situations in relation to McCarrick as a result. So Strickland was 100% wrong. Now, in 2020, did Strickland retract this and say, hey, guys, I'm so sorry? No, he didn't. He didn't shepherd his flock in 2020 and say, oh, I got it wrong, back the wrong guy, and let me clear the name of Pope Francis. Didn't clear his name, neither in 2020 nor in 2024. Still hasn't cleared Pope Francis's name. And thus, many people who follow these guys still believe that Vigano's claims were credible, and yet they weren't. And it's partly because of men who vouched for him when they shouldn't have. And when all of the evidence is now presented to them, they're silent. They don't have a word to say. But I tell you what, if the report had shown that, you know what, there actually is good, credible evidence against Pope Francis, oh, they would have been all over it. He says, using this standard, the response must be a thorough investigation, similar to those conducted anytime allegations are deemed to be credible. So he's calling for an investigation, and you got it. There it is. I do not have the authority to launch such an investigation, but I lend my voice in whatever way necessary to call for this investigation. Here's the kicker. And urge that its findings demand accountability of all found to be culpable, even at the highest levels of the church. See, he was calling for Pope Francis to be held accountable. And he's saying, hey, I'm calling for accountability. But when it turns out that the guy he backed up was complicit in some of this stuff, and Pope Francis wasn't, all of a sudden demands for accountability are thrown out the window. So Bishop Strickland, do you have anything to say about this? Any comments now? 4 years after the information has been out, have you actually read this document and checked this information? You demanded this investigation, Bishop Strickland. You asked for it. Now you got it. Are you going to read it? And once you read it and you see all the receipts are there, are you going to demand accountability of Vigano and then demand that Pope Francis's name is cleared? We'll see. we'll see what you do. He posted this April 23rd. I believe he also reposted this earlier today, but I don't see it anymore. But I see the original one, April 23rd. I urge all faithful Catholics to speak up. Enough is enough. Enough with silent shepherds. Enough with a corrupt Vatican. Enough with blasphemies and desecration of Jesus Christ. Let us denounce so-called bishops who bless sin and hide wolves among the sheep. Well, there's so many problems with this. Let me hone in on that one. Silent shepherds. Let's focus on that one for a moment. Silent shepherds. Well, I hope you're not going to be numbered with them, even though you're not a shepherd anymore because you don't have a flock. But you know what I mean. I hope you're not numbered among them, Bishop Strickland, because I'm not aware of you having said anything about this and cleared Pope Francis's name and asked and called for accountability with Vigano. So let's not do this. Let's not be this. Let's not do the silent shepherding. Let's speak up. Let's speak the truth. Let's set the record straight. Let's clear Pope Francis's name and let's hold Vigano accountable. I really hope you do that, Bishop Strickland. I also now want to point out Cardinal Burke, 2018, the 1st of November, with the Wanderer. There is a danger, there's a real danger of schism in the Catholic Church, said Burke when interviewed here October 22nd during the final week of the Synod on Young People. This is another synod where he's fear-mongering, engaging in fear-mongering. He's done this literally every single synod. It's the exact same pattern every single time. He encourages Catholics to remain faithful to what is Christ's will, even when the Pope seems to be doing something else. I understand how much the faithful are suffering, said His Eminence, but schism can never be right. I agree. Care to comment on Vigano, Cardinal Burke? I think that the laity have to communicate with their priests and their bishops about their profound concerns. You're right. Here's my profound concern. We're about to see you say some really wonderful things about Vigano whenever he said some really horrible things about the Pope. But when the truth came out, I don't think you said anything. And it's been 4 years. That's one of my concerns, Cardinal Burke, because a lot of people look up to you. And those people who look up to you still believe the lie. And they're now using that lie to justify a new lie. And that is that Vigano is being excommunicated because he's a whistleblower. And you have a hand in that because you lent support to this. Underlying this threat of schism is a real feeling on the part of many Catholics that they are living through the worst period in church history. Asked if he agreed with this assessment, Cardinal Burke said that our era is among the worst, if not the worst. This has dimensions about it that seem to be equal to, if not greater than, the other periods of scandal that the church has endured. Former Cardinal Archbishop Theodore McCarrick is the principal part of the immediate crisis, he said, and added that it is clear that he was able to live this life of abuse because he was protected and promoted. Asked what period of church history ours most resembles, Cardinal Burke said that one would think of the Renaissance, which involved both financial and sexual scandals that corrupted the clergy. He recalled also the treatise of the 11th century of St. Peter Damian on the plague of the homosexual agenda in his own era. Now in our time, that has to be addressed in a very thorough and effective way. Now watch this. Archbishop Vigano, the former nuncio to the United States, who has now issued 3 statements decrying cover-ups of sexual abuse, attests that he has made those revelations because he fears losing his soul if he doesn't. Except he doesn't feel like he needs to address all the evidence against him. Where's the concern for his soul there? Vigano doesn't seem to show that concern because he doesn't address all of the evidence against his claims. The Wanderer asked Cardinal Burke what specific answerability the church church leaders have in these matters. The evils he had denounced are of the most serious nature, he replied. And if they are true, then he was obliged in conscience to act as he did. The law of God in these matters is higher than, for example, the pontifical secret. We ought to take very seriously all that Vigano said. As Vigano affirms that he has evidence. To do otherwise is to be negligent. Oh, that's interesting. So it's negligent to not follow up with the evidence, right? And to not consider the evidence, right, Cardinal Burke? And yet it turns out he didn't have the evidence, but the evidence is contrary to what he said. And it's important not to be negligent in examining evidence, right, Cardinal Burke? So let's do that. Let's examine this evidence that's been out for 4 years. And let's get your statement on it. Let's get your thoughts on it. It seems desperately needed according to your own words. He says, I don't think there's any doubt that he did this for the good of the church. Okay, well, now we can question that in light of the evidence to the contrary. Cardinal Burke described the embattled former nuncio as a person of the greatest integrity. Well, you vouched for his integrity, Cardinal Burke. And now that it turns out that, that's really, really stretching it. Are you going to comment on this? Because there's a lot of people who still in their minds, they think Vigano's credible because you and others vouched for him. So are you going to set the record straight and actually say, you know what? Maybe he isn't really credible. And you know what? It turns out Pope Francis, in his name and reputation, was smeared, and his name needs to be restored. I'd love to get your thoughts, Cardinal Burke. And he pointed to the number of U.S. bishops who have issued statements on Vigano's behalf. Yeah, I have a question about those bishops. Where have they been? How come they're not saying anything about this report that's been out for 4 years that shows documented evidence that he failed to follow up with Priest Three's credible claims, in addition to many other issues? I detail it thoroughly in this video on covering the real story, Archbishop Vigano and Cardinal McCarrick. I'm just giving you one tiny snippet. Instead of reproducing 3.5 hours of stuff, I'm just giving you one little snippet. Read pages 378 to 388 of this document. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's available online for free. Report on the Holy See's institutional knowledge and the decision-making related to Cardinal McCarrick. Read it. There's a lot more about Vigano in relation to McCarrick, a lot more. But read just that section and ask yourself if it's important for us to not be negligent and follow the evidence. How come these guys aren't doing that? It's a sincere question. Hopefully they'll do the right thing. And I hope that Strickland and Burke will come out and say, at the time we thought he was credible, it turns out there's evidence to the contrary, and we want to clear Pope Francis's name, and we want to hold Vigano accountable. I hope they do that. If they don't, then everything they said was hypocritical, because they only said it whenever they thought that Pope Francis was in the crosshairs. But all of a sudden, when it's guys that they vouch for are in the crosshairs, then they're silent. Then they don't hold to the standard of accountability. It would mean they're hypocrites. So if they don't say anything, and they haven't in 4 years, to my knowledge, if I'm missing something, send it to me. If they don't say anything, you know what it is. And please don't say, well, maybe they just don't know. A document that's been out for 4 years, and if that's true, then that again shows hypocrisy, because right here, Cardinal Burke is saying it would be negligent not to look into the evidence. Well, there it is. So don't tell me he didn't read this, because if you say he didn't read it, then he himself is negligent according to his own words. And if he did read it, then why hasn't he presented the truth and cleared Pope Francis's name and held Vigano accountable? Those are questions you need to explore. I think there's answers for them, but I'll let you figure what they are. Now, also want to address this other part in the interview. We've seen Burke over and over and over say that magisterial documents of Pope Francis are not magisterial. Over and over, at least five times to my knowledge. Here's another example in the same interview. He says, there's also a serious question about whether the Synod's final document can become ordinary magisterium simply because the Pope declares it so. That's not true. There's no doubt here. And as a canon lawyer, he should know that because there are canons specifically for this purpose, making that very clear. But that's not the biggest issue here. He says, neither the Synod nor the Pope on his own can create ordinary magisterium. How could a cardinal of the church say something like that? Really? Because, no, that's actually not the case. The Pope, whenever he teaches, even though it's non-definitive, on his own, without the consent of the bishops, on his own, whenever he teaches, that's ordinary papal magisterium. There's no debate here. Like, this is not debated in Catholicism. It's Catholicism 101. It's magisterium 101. And unless somebody say, well, maybe this is out of context. No. No. He says, first of all, claiming otherwise is simply false. No, not at all. It's actually what you're saying that is false. But number two, I'm not taking them out of context because, again, over five times he has said about five different magisterial documents of Pope Francis, including a constitution, an apostolic constitution, saying stuff like this isn't magisterial. So it's not an out-of-context quote. He's said that about five different magisterial teachings. He says, for instance, Amoris Laetitia is not magisterial when it is. So his understanding of what is ordinary magisterium is unique to him, and it is contrary to basic Catholic teaching. And so I have to ask, how does a cardinal have this kind of deficient understanding about the magisterium? Again, a lot of people look up to him, and he has a great deal of influence. Well, what happens if a person who has a great deal of influence is misguiding people like this? Well, I just say that as a side note. My bigger issue is with the issue about Vigano. He's credible. Got to take him seriously. It's going to be negligent otherwise. I want to hold you to your own words, Cardinal Burke. Go and read that report if you haven't already. If you haven't, you're negligent. If you have, why haven't you commented on all of the evidence against Vigano and clearing Pope Francis? It'd be nice to hear your thoughts. So I hope to hear from Bishop Strickland, and I hope to hear from Cardinal Burke. They're men of integrity and truth. I really love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. I think they'll speak up and say something and comment on it and help give people some guidance. Because, again, a lot of people are still looking to them and their approbation of Vigano in 2018. And they're still looking to that to today to interpret what is going on about Vigano's excommunication trial. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. God bless.
Hey, friends, do you want others to discover why the Catholic Church is the church that Jesus established? And do you want to help people make sense of all the confusion in the Catholic Church today? Help contribute to this mission by supporting Reason and Theology at patreon.com/reasonandtheology. By doing so, you'll also get access to exclusive content for patrons only. Also, if you want to deepen your faith, there are free ebooks and even courses that you can sign up for by visiting reason.podia.com.
Hey friends, I'm now teaching as an adjunct professor at Catholic Polytechnic University, and I am excited to announce that we will be offering the first ever Magisterial Studies Certificate Program. It consists of three courses: an introduction to the magisterium, councils, dogmas, canons, and decrees, and evaluating magisterial teachings. If you want to further your education and learn more about Catholic teaching authority, this is the program for you. Check out catholicpolytechnic.org and click on the certificate tab at the top
to sign up for the course today.